Drive down a dirt road in rural Dallas County under a thick canopy of walnut trees and over three cattle guards, and you'll come to Rachel Harrison's home in Windyville, Missouri. Inside, she's brewing a fresh pot of coffee. A few years ago, Harrison was using her bachelor's degree in biology in a hospital laboratory.
I was a generalist, which means I was in charge of urinalysis, chemistry, special chemistry, hematology, blood banking, coagulation.
But at age 25, she began to hear what sounded like people talking.
I would hear them from my neighbor's house, and I literally thought my neighbors were standing outside their home yelling at me and being abusive and saying horrible things. But then I found out when I left my home and went to the grocery store, went to the movies, wherever I was going, the voices were still there, so I thought I was being followed.
She says after the voices commanded her to drive to the Greene County Jail in Springfield, authorities there put her on a 96-hour hold. And here's where the shortage first comes into her story. There was no bed available in a Springfield psychiatric unit. The nearest hospital bed was in Kansas City. There, she was diagnosed with schizophrenia, a diagnosis that was later amended to schizoaffective disorder.
Which, lucky me, is kind of a combination of two things together. It's schizophrenia plus bipolar at the same time.
As part of her treatment, Harrison sees a psychiatrist once a month in Buffalo, about a half hour's drive from her home. But her psychiatrist is in high demand and travels to three rural counties each week. That's not good news for when Harrison is having trouble with her medication.
If I want a call back from her nurse, typically that's probably going to happen on a Tuesday or Wednesday because that's the day she's in Dallas County. But she has a caseload, you know, that is tremendous. And sometimes not only is it hard to get a call back through no fault of their own, it's hard to get an appointment.
In many of the mental health professions, we have counties across Missouri that do not employ a single psychiatrist or psychologist or behavior analyst.
That's Dr. Mike Nitzel, the deputy director of the Missouri Department of Mental Health. He's drafted a proposal called Caring for Missourians' Mental Health, which highlights the shortage of mental health workers across the state. The shortage is most critical in rural areas like Harrison's. I ask Nitzel how that's affecting patients.
Well, it translates into either long delays in care. In some cases, it means no care. And in either of those instances, when you're talking about mental disorders, a delay or the absence of care typically translates into some real personal difficulties. Often those are people who end up in a crisis in an emergency room.
In other cases, he says, patients may engage in risky or illegal behavior and languish in local jails. The shortage has wide-ranging ramifications on the criminal justice system and on hospitals. I've come to Wright County. This is one of the counties in the Ozarks that doesn't have a single psychiatrist. It does, however, have three licensed psychologists. They can't prescribe medication. I'm at their office, and it's actually on Commercial Street, which is one of the main streets in town. Dr. Loretta Fuge, the psychologist who runs this clinic, says clients are worried someone will spot their car outside the clinic.
We are very busy. We are booked out. I know in like evaluations where I'm booked out several months sometimes. Sometimes it can be even 3 to 4 months.
And 3 to 4 months for someone with severe depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder can seem like a lifetime, she said. Sometimes their health deteriorates during that time, requiring hospitalization.
I will go through, say, several hospitals trying to find a bed to hospitalize someone, and there's nowhere to hospitalize them. So then we're set with, okay, what do? I send them to the ER and they sit for, you know, 12 to 14, 24 hours.
Urban areas tend to have a 24-hour crisis service or group therapy sessions. But out here, Fuge says, resources like those sound like luxuries. A new report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says suicide is significantly higher in rural areas and that access to mental health care is one of the main risk factors in those suicide rates. Again, psychologist Loretta Fuge.
We'll hear at least every one or two weeks, we hear some type of suicide somewhere in the community, maybe not right here in Mansfield, but it might be in Ava, Mountain Grove, somewhere close to us within a 50-mile radius.
Bear, come here.
Back in Windyville, Rachel Harrison says she recently had another hospital stay.
You know, it was really sad because hospitalization, I just got a bill in the mail for in excess of $10,000 for a hospitalization. And it would have been cheaper if I could have got right into my doctor, have her change my meds around, and then, you know, take care of it at home almost.
Because of her illness, she no longer works in the medical lab. She doesn't qualify for Medicaid, and most Medicare plans like hers have a lifetime cap on psychiatric stays in hospitals. Harrison says she'll see if the hospital will come down on the charges and that she'll need to ask her parents to help pay what's left. I'm Jennifer Moore.